Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning. Guardian Radio 96.9. It is Guardian AM. This is Jay and your company, accompanied by Kenny. We them boys. We were here last week to set a nice little light tone. And we're going to keep it that way. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to talk about the All-Star Weekend. Gotcha. We're going to wrap up some NFL business because some things just kind of flirted into this news week. You just got to wrap some things up. But we're going to keep it nice and light. Just sports. Just All-Star Weekend. We're going to have a debate about the GOAT. Or who is the GOAT? Because I know a lot of little fans and stands are mad because of a little embrace.
Yeah.
Well,
what's boys in the hood?
Yeah.
A lot of people crossing there like you were right now. Because George and Bro was hugging and smiling.
We're going to talk about that. Right. We're going to talk about some pettiness from the top 75, because the NBA is celebrating their 75th anniversary. Some big things.
Still got ill will, though.
Some tear-jerking, right? Because, you know, we don't have Mamba anymore.
No.
His wife represented. Chris Paul won a particular award. Before we get into all of that, I just want to set the mood. It's very light. Very, very light. Let me just send a good morning to everybody before we get in the show. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go. Let's go. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping.
All right, hello, good morning. We're going to talk about the All-Star break. Jay and Kenny in your air this morning. 1 hour of sports. Come on, who didn't watch the All-Star game? Who didn't watch the All-Star game? But before we get into that, we're just going to tie up some loose ends.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is done.
Yeah.
The NFL is done.
That parade was trash, too.
The parade was trash?
Nobody came. No one's around fine, bro. Like, it's not real. No real Rams fans are there.
Okay, so Von Wagner is only.
Yeah.
So the Rams celebrated. They're officially in their offseason. The Flores.
Brian Flores.
He got a job. It wasn't a head coaching job.
Oh, he got a gig, though.
But he got a gig.
He with Tomlin. Tomlin finally hired some black coaches. He probably thought people talking to him, but yeah, a couple of them finally.
Finally.
So that's something. Because, you know, we like the lone role for them who give a job and be black. So that's something.
So that doesn't mean that the lawsuit is going away.
Oh, no, he's still doing that. You don't put your foot down. You haven't been all over the air. You got to keep that.
I have some weird feelings about it. I have some conflicting feelings because I'm not a big fan of the Rooney Rule.
No one is.
Right? I'm pro-capitalism.
Yeah.
I feel that everybody has a right to hire who they want.
Yeah, but it got blatant. And the only reason why it's like that is because there's so much black players and you ain't trying to have a black coach at all. Like,
right.
If you got a choice, it's
I felt like his feelings got hurt. I think Bill Belichick caused more damage than anything. Because I'm a Giants fan, so I'm biased there, right?
Change things, please.
No. And we've had, they were like, oh, the Giants are predominantly racist. And I was like, hey, we did have a black GM that helped us to win a chip. or two recently.
You only have one black quarterback your whole existence, but hey, we didn't go there.
I mean, it is, I call it the last slave plantation. And then the only way that we're going to change the NFL if black money actually buys in.
They've been trying.
They buy
in. The only difference is that's the hardest league to buy into.
Yeah.
Everyone done been set for decades. They ain't trying to move. You might have one person selling every 2 decades minimum. There don't be a lot.
So anyway, so your boy got a job.
Yeah.
It's not the job he wanted. I know he really wanted the Giants head coaching job. We got our coach, but he is, I think he's a linebacker coach for the Steelers.
Yeah, and the main assistant.
And the, so that's something. So he's a main assistant. Yeah. So he'll be in the cycle again next season. Because my whole thing is this. If you get fired from a job, you should not be in the front of everybody else. I thought that he was a bit... I think he
wouldn't
was,
go that far.
He shouldn't have been fired in the first place. That's one.
Bro, Jay.
But he shouldn't have leapfrogged everybody. Jay, that's just
Bill
me.
Belichick got fired right now in front of anybody. You can't say that.
But Bill Belichick is arguably the GOAT of NFL
But you
coaches.
Said if. You ain't saying...
He's not the GOAT.
You know what you just
but,
said, right?
But Bill is not Brian.
Bro.
And Brian is not
if
Bill.
If McVay do that, he got a job. First in line. If Shanahan dude, he got a job first in line. You can't say that, Jay.
But he ain't a GOAT. And they ain't you no GOAT title. Oh. Okay. All right. I'll give
you that. Can't you try to say Bill is a GOAT? Other people that get that job first in line.
Okay. Before the NFL takes over the entire thing, we have one more piece of NFL news. And I found this one pretty hilarious. And it's pretty embarrassing for the female in the situation.
But it's mandatory, though. You have to do that.
Mahomes. Yeah. Mahomes told his fiance.
And brother.
And his brother.
They be wildin'.
And annoying.
Yes.
To never come to any of his games.
Because he be memeing them every week about them and their antics and TikTok and everything else. So you got to keep them distractions away. You're trying to win Super Bowls. You're trying to be one of the best ever. You got to.
Do you think they were such a distraction for him and his play and his team? Or do you think it was a more of a ego thing off the field?
It's more of a, if I can't win, you can't be wilding like this. That means they're going to keep talking about y'all because we are not winning like we was winning.
Mm.
So now you're being more of an issue. That ain't no different than like when Shaq came to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
When we was doing all right, they wasn't talking about the movies.
Right.
They wasn't talking about the rap and all the stuff he was doing on the side.
Right.
Soon as you start losing, they could talk about it. Same thing with Juju. When Juju was doing the TikToks and they was 10-0, no one was saying that. When they started losing, you shouldn't have been doing TikToks. Focus on the game. That's what it is. They pay you to play. They ain't want all this extra stuff.
Okay. Now, talking about a game, the NBA, I think arguably one of the best games in the world. Right?
Yes.
One of the best leagues.
Yes.
The showcase of showcases.
Most transparent league.
The most transparent league. And I think the All-Star Weekend for the NBA is the most successful All-Star Weekend of all the leagues. MLB, NHL, I mean, NFL.
It's hard not to be the most successful one because they're the only one who really have events that you would actually want to see.
Hmm.
Besides maybe the home run derby.
Right.
Like, ain't nobody trying to just watch dudes just throw the ball to like a tire or something. I want to see someone dunk or shoot trees or stuff like that. So yeah, I could see why, but that dunk contest was trash, bro.
Absolute garbage juice. Like Bahamas Waste on East Street.
I probably could have finished second, and I ain't got no crazy dunks in my pockets. Like, if I was, like, 24, like, that age.
I think 41-year-old Vince Carter could have won that
Vince
contest.
Vince could have won that because Vince could finish his dunks in one try. Once he warmed them old legs up, he could finish them dunks in one try. That's the reason why the dunk contest was great. Randall was great. You had the best stars. We already got the bums coming in there trying to get a name. If you could be someone who ain't popular, the least you could do
is make a name for yourself.
Yes. Yeah, like you gonna come there with your basic package, trying to put your arm in the rim like VC or whatever. You can't get your wrist in the rim.
But just a tip in.
Bro, you know almost gonna be happy with that either, by the way. But anyways, you go on and do that and then wonder why you're getting 37s and 38s. Then you taking like 10 times. You saw
bogging.
You saw the video when Kareem just get tired and walk away. Yeah, you're making the greats get tired of watching you try to perform, and you're supposed to be showing off to get a name, and you can't do your job.
Have we been spoiled by previous great dunk contests?
First of all,
2016 was the top. Was the peak.
That's the peak.
And between, everything after that has been on a slight decline.
Between that, VC in 2000, Jason Richardson and Desmond Mason, and then Nick against Jordan. Right. They're the best ones.
Okay.
The main difference was they had the wow factor because no one was doing them dunks. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone from high school could be doing these dunks because everyone's flying now because of all these training and shoe technology and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you could just work out the jump higher now versus people wasn't doing that. And now you got dudes who ain't really got no name coming in there and they stinking it up.
Mm. And so it's almost like the flea market of dunk.
It's the wish dunk contest now. Like, I'd rather watch a GD dunk contest. I'd rather watch a street dunk contest because they're actually going to do something special.
How does the NBA fix this problem? Because the stars that are posterizing and really leaping out of the gym in games,
yeah,
they're not eager to participate.
It started from Braun, to be honest, because he was someone saying he's not like a flashy dunk. He's an in-game dunker.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just took
Edwards
that lead.
Edwards just took a start. He said, listen.
Everyone basically took that lead. And then you still
so
got
Braun dudes. Spoiled something else again. He made the super teams
Skip
popular.
Bayless been saying that for decades, that it's Braun's fault. No star won't go in the dunk contest.
Okay.
He been saying that for the longest now. The last time we had
Is it true? Is it true?
I could be real. Yeah, it's the last time we had a legit star in the dunk contest was Blake Griffin.
Hmm. And he lasted all of a couple seconds.
Yeah, but at least he won.
Yeah.
So his name got big. He's in all the commercials. That's what happens when you win.
True.
But dudes scared to look by like these dudes. Then you get talked about and memed up forever, and that's the rap.
So with the dunk contest on the decline, because I don't see
people coming to see the three-point shooter now.
Yeah, because Steph's shot is as wet as pine wood when it rains.
Yeah, that's a flood.
Right?
He didn't change the world. Like, he literally changed
the
world.
He put a 50-piece performance on an actual game. Won the first
Kobe
Bryant.
Dude was looking like
he was
playing Mike Carrell on rookie, and he just chucking trees just to get some VC, bro. He just putting them things up, and they was dropping.
What do they do with the dunk contest? Do they continue it? Do they put the incentives up? What do they do?
You don't stop the dunk contest.
Right.
You got to put a certain rule in place.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to show what you can do. And if I don't like what you're doing and the stuff what you're practicing when you got all your time to take them turns, I ain't letting you in.
So there needs to be an audition or prelim.
Yes. They used to do that
for
people who don't have enough dunks. But now they ain't doing that no more. So now it got more watered down. And then, like I said, there ain't that much dunks you could do anymore. So it was harder to just show out and then people be like, ooh. And it's like a magic trick. If you're doing some magic and you taking three times for me to see what the magic is, I ain't gonna see it no more. I don't see what you're trying to do. Now I ain't gonna be excited. Now if you do that one shot, I'd be like, oh wow, it's different.
Yeah. You could join the conversation right now, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Or you could text in at 422-4796. Did you enjoy the All-Star Weekend? Did you enjoy this dunk contest, or do you agree with us it was absolute trash?
Garbage.
And what or who was your favorite dunker of all time? Because there's a list,
yeah.
Right? You got Clyde Drexler. I love Clyde.
Not for the dunk contest.
Not for the contest of all time, yeah.
Clyde might be in the top 15.
Dominique
in the top 5.
Spud?
No.
For dunk contest?
No.
You didn't enjoy it? No?
No.
Jordan, of course.
Yes,
Kobe.
Mike. No.
Vince.
I'm not putting Kobe there.
What?
Kobe only been once. And
Kobe won.
He wasn't going against nobody special.
Kobe won.
Bro, Ray Allen was in a dunk contest.
Don't you sully Kobe.
Ray Allen was in a dunk contest, bro.
Ray Allen.
He beat Ray Allen and other dudes like that. Like, I'm not going to give him top five-ish for the dunk contest.
All right, so this one is on the Brian situation. Morning, Brick Brothers. I really think that Bill Belichick meant texting ex-Miami coach. I think Bill was a whistleblower.
Might have been.
Conspiracy.
Because it's two Bryants.
And you know what? And he's too intelligent to make such a big
but
mistake.
But then Billy
he's
ain't no technology dude, bro.
Nah, uh-uh. No. Ew. I'm not taking that.
Billy ain't a technology dude.
I'm not going to take that.
I wouldn't say it couldn't be true, but I'm going to say that like, Bill is an old dude, and Bill probably just congratulated one of his old dudes, and that's it.
No.
Because two of them was
No. I think I agree with this text. I think he intentionally threw salt. Because, I mean, the Giants cost me 2 Super Bowls.
I don't feel that way.
I would. If I had insider information that
bro,
you kind of skipped over something, I would put you through it.
His legacy in New York. So I wouldn't think he'd do that because of losing the Super Bowls.
Okay.
He started there. That's how he got the chance to be a head coach under Parcells. I wouldn't think that's the reason.
Okay. So another text said, great show as usual. Watching the dunk contest was just as boring as watching the opening of Parliament on TV.
Oh, wow. I can't even argue that.
I get that, dog. The NBA is in problems. We have a caller on the line. Caller, good morning.
On the line. Caller, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good, man. Can't complain.
Sparky here.
Sparky, what's going on, man? Talk to me. Okay. Hey, don't shoot me. That's all I can say. But I do agree. I do agree that the NBA needs to do something with the dunk contest.
Yes, they have to. But I mean, it's the same thing like people saying you got to do something with the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of thing. But at least the main game is exciting, bro.
What do you think about the skill challenge?
It got terrible now because of the format. Mm. You need to keep it how it was. Like, you trying to put
and
two and three people. And like, you know, I'm trying to see Giannis and his brothers who barely in the league. Is he there? Like, they weren't in the league because of him.
What did Chuck say?
They got him in his pocket.
Chuck said.
He got the most secure job in the league.
Yeah, they have a secure.
Yeah. That's how Bron saying, if y'all drop my son, I come in. That's like the most secure job type stuff right there.
So
like,
so everybody's going to be have the incentive to draft Bronny.
I mean.
To get some Bron.
I even mind
to sell
them,
some tickets. No, listen. You know, I would love to see it.
But you know why I'm mad at them?
What?
Because like, if you look at the NFL. White coach has been bringing their sons through the pipeline with them, getting jobs.
True.
Other people have been doing that for other businesses. Why not do that in the NBA with your people?
I want to see Bronny in the league, right?
You know what's funny, though?
But I want him there on his own merit.
He could get there.
And I don't want Bron to... I get the optics of it, playing with your son.
Yeah.
But I want to see... him make
do something on his own. Yeah, because it's sort of like Austin Rivers keep finding Doc Rivers.
Yeah, that's like so lame. That's
J.R.
So
Smith
lame.
Got his son, his brother to play with him in New York, and he had no talent. And they was like, well, J.R., you will take this pay cut, we can do something for you. He said, yeah, go bring my brother.
Definitely.
Stuff like that.
So this is another text. The NBA is trash all over. NFL is king.
NFL is king when it comes to the regular game.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But if we're talking about the
as
All-Star
overall
game,
product of product, I think the NBA is still better. I think
I would not go there. They second in line, bro. Second in line.
Excitement of the game, yes.
You know why? It's too much.
As an organization, I think they're better.
It's a better organization. Better structure. Mm-hmm. You got guaranteed contract, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They first in line with that. When it comes to actually having the game played, no one tops the NFL.
I see another text coming in. Oh, Fast and Furious right here. Great show as usual. On the other hand, Steph Curry is a human cheat code on a video
That's
game.
Big Fox.
That boy, yeah, he is a sniper.
That boy different.
He is definitely a sniper.
That boy was different.
Say, this was worse than watching Menace talk for 10 minutes straight.
Hey.
Oh man,
hey, that was bad, bro.
Yeah, it was bad. But
I'd rather watch a dunk on this and you gamble or something.
But I will say that the game itself, the team Durant versus team Braun was great.
You know,
I love the structure. I like the way they changed it.
That new format made things competitive. That people actually want to win, and then you got the charities involved.
Yes,
that's where it's great.
So
NFL Pro Bowl, they playing two on touch, bro. You know, I want to watch that.
Yeah,
I could watch the All Star game, but like, watch Steph go put on a show.
Berserk.
Ja Morant dunking up things, doing things like wish people would have do on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Even Embiid was windmilling, and these dudes barely could windmill with sense. Like these dudes weren't even dunking high. Dude. Like. At least I could enjoy that.
I don't remember Embiid for the whole game. Did he try his step?
He didn't do the hard, but he had like 35. That dude was putting in work.
Yeah, Steph put in the most work, and Steph actually won the very first Kobe Bryant trophy.
He almost cost himself the trophy, though, because he was shooting them out the game, trying to get that record for the most points in the game.
Mm.
He had to stop giving him the ball, like, bro, we trying to win this.
Yeah. And but Bron's final shot, that fadeaway.
Yeah, that was sweet. That made it worse because of what happened in that day. Now people say, oh, you trying to be like Mike there. You don't fade away.
But he paid
stuff.
Mike the ultimate homage during the post-credit, the post-game.
But, you know, these stunts, bro, they're not going to take that. They're not going to fall for that. They still going to be like, oh, you still being there.
How do you think Skip Bayless feels this morning? Because I know bro, Shannon. Shannon is going to be on his
They actually ain't
today.
On the air today. So we Thank can't God. Find out because they're on a little vacation break because the NFL gone. But Skip probably is punching the air, bro. I know he's punching it.
Michael, Jeffrey, Jordan.
And then, let me tell you how
Why
I went.
Why did you hug?
This is how I went down,
LeChoke right? James.
First of all, Jordan wasn't there. Mm. So people are saying Jordan being a sucker because he ain't being there.
Right.
And this is NBA 75. How could you not show up? Because
there's a lot of drama behind the scenes. That, like, you, I'm taking
So I got some conspiracies. I got some conspiracies why Jordan didn't show up.
We're going to talk about that in a second. Okay. Let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break and come back and talk about the 75th anniversary, the celebrations, Macy Gray's national anthem.
Oh, jeez, that was trash.
Tell me how you feel, Kenny. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back. Jay and Kenny in here, Guardian Radio 96.9, Guardian Radio AM. As we talk about sports and the All-Star Weekend, the NBA All-Star Weekend, I have another text that says, great show. The greatest dunk competition was in 1988 with Michael Jordan, because to me, that was great. And I mean, it was greatness personified. Anytime you put your name in the universe, the way that that particular dunk contest did for Jordan, it changed everything.
The reason it was the greatest is because you got the two best dunkers in the league clashing. You don't get that no more.
Yeah.
Dominique and Mike, you know, nothing to be ashamed of. Whoever won,
They were different articles,
and they was trying to win. You know, Mike is a competition mind.
Yeah.
Dominique ain't no slouch, and they was having a good time, and they was showing out. Mm. I still feel like Jordan robbed that man, but hey, he was in Chicago.
True.
He was in Chicago.
Hometown kid.
Hometown cooking.
Yeah. So, about the All-Star Weekend, there were comparisons. A lot of people were coming at Macy Gray, right? Yeah. But you know, we know her style.
Yeah, that's how she sings. And that's how she sounds.
There was a lot of comparison to Fergie's.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Fergie just couldn't do... Fergie don't sound like that on songs. Fergie don't sound like that on songs. Mm. Macy sounds like that. She talks like that. So, you can't do that.
So was it good or was it bad, Macy?
It was just her. But I wouldn't put her there to do the national anthem.
I would not. I thought that was a poor choice.
I would not do that.
I think we have enough vocalists there.
That's what and this All-Star, you can get anybody.
Right.
So, like, no.
Do you think she's going to be a meme like Fergie?
Of course. They showed Braun trying not to laugh.
Oh, Braun always, like
they almost did that joint where all of them was laughing, but they caught themselves, so it was better.
Okay. Yeah, because Fergie was just horrible. Fergie was just, oh, my God, that was tragic.
Yeah.
But now, 75th. Anniversary. Got some pettiness before we get to the GOAT
conversation. I am always there for the pettiness, bro.
Ray Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Garnett.
Yes.
Paul Pierce.
Yes.
Ray Allen is coming up. He dap up your boy. KD.
He that Braun, because Braun is human me now.
KG had his head straight up into the ceiling.
I would have done the same thing KG did.
Really?
If you betray me like that, bro.
Betrayal?
It's on site. I don't like you no more.
This is a business.
Bro, no.
This is a business.
It's principle, Jay.
Principle? What principle? Tell me about the principle.
The Heat basically knocked them off from being the Titans of the East.
True.
You going to go from the team we had down 3-2.
Yeah.
And they wound up beating us.
Yeah.
Then you going to go run there to Braun and D-Wade and Chris Bosh.
He wanted to live that Miami life. He wanted to come to the Bahamas for training camp.
I understand they wanted to try to trade you. I understand you and Rondo wasn't on the best of terms. But you don't go there.
This Why not?
Let me tell you the only thing I can compare this to.
I don't want a ring.
Listen to me. That's the only thing I can compare this to. He could have gone to the Spurs. That's a ring. They beat them in one of them finals. That's a ring.
I don't think I want to play with Pop.
What you mean?
I don't want to wear black and white.
What you mean?
I want to go Miami. I want to go
okay.
Where they're going to tax my money to smithereens.
Okay, and there's no taxes in Texas, sir.
Oh, gosh.
You can't get away with that. So
I want the heat. I don't want the snow.
But this is what they trying to say, though.
How about that?
It don't snow in Texas like that all the time.
It's cold.
It's cold, though. But hey, listen. This is what I'm trying to say. This is like when Brent Favre went to the Vikings, bro. You don't go to the Vikings after you to the Packers all these years. But it's different with Brett. They was trying to get him out for Aaron. We just said, I don't want to be here no more, and I go on to Braun. And y'all just, it's like when KD went to the Warriors, bro. Oh, and they had them down 3-1. It's the same thing. You had them down the series, and you go to them to play.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah. But Ray, see, Ray Allen was more in the twilight of his career. If he had done it prime,
they wanted to go out together, sir.
Why?
Because we came together.
For one title? You beat Kobe once, and then he came back and, really?
They barely won a game 7. You guys say he killed him or something. They barely won a game
Kobe
7.
Got it. Kobe got it. He got it 5. Don't smirch my boy's name.
All I'm saying is they still had a chance to win the championship. They had them boys down. They lost. It ain't like they got swept or something.
They couldn't make it out the East again.
Well, one of the main persons went to the other side to help them group up on them more.
Boston is an iconic franchise. They couldn't find someone to replace them.
When has anybody gone to Boston as a free agent? Who wasn't washed? What prime person ever said I would go to Boston? They don't go to San Antonio.
You're hearing a lot of Boston Celtics fans right now.
Being real, nobody wants to go there. First of all, it's racist. Secondly, why would I want to go to Boston in the freezing cold if I sure I ain't getting the ship? Especially when you're in your prime.
Okay. So I got two texts coming in. The question is, how come T-Mac didn't make the top 75 list?
Uh-huh.
He thinks that's crazy. We're going to talk about some of the snubs.
Yeah.
But this question, someone's like, is this the wrong show? What is all this talk about basketball? Did I tune into the wrong station?
No.
You didn't tune into the wrong station. You are listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Jay and Kenny. Uh-huh. We're under a mandate to bring joy and upliftment and talk sports. Okay? It's just something light because... it's something to distract you. Sports and entertainment has always been that great distractor from some of the woes of life. And you're going to hear COVID. You're going to hear about deficits. You're going to hear about money missing, politics all day long. Mm-hmm. Feed your soul some joy. Have a good laugh. Join the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you could jump in with all the texters right now at 422-4796. So that was a good one. T-Mac was a snub.
He was snub, bro.
So who else was
snub? Dwight was snub more than anybody.
Dwight, T-Mac.
Clay.
Clay definitely belonged there.
They're my four.
So those four.
They're my four who got snubbed the worst.
Are there any other players that didn't make that list do you feel should be there? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or you can text in at 422-4796. More about the 75th celebrations of the NBA and their highlight of the 75 top players. Jordan, LeBron, the actual GOAT versus...
Who is your actual GOAT? Because everyone got their own. One is Jordan, one is Braun. Some got Kobe.
Okay.
But we all know who the top two consensus are now.
I believe this. I believe this. I think Jordan, I think when you think about basketball,
yeah,
and everybody has been inspired by basketball at some point. If you throwing garbage in the garbage, you call two names.
Yeah.
Jordan or Kobe?
You might say Steph now.
No. It sounds weird.
You know?
Curry!
That sounds stupid.
I bet you little kids are doing that right now.
No.
I can bet you little kids saying Curry now. They sure doing it on the court, shooting from half court. They got that and they ain't got it.
Someone's asking if Penny made it.
No. But Penny didn't have a long enough career to make that.
Yeah.
He had a shorter prime than T-Mac, and T-Mac couldn't make it.
Right.
A T-Mac is a Hall of Famer, and Penny isn't.
True.
Another man who should have been there, but maybe because his prime was cut short, but he played until he was 40, I'd put at 5, Grant Hill.
Because
he was pretty much the heir apparent to Jordan.
He was.
And he was doing it till the ankle gone bad, trying to force himself to play in the playoffs.
Mm.
And he still was an all-star after all that ankle surgery and everything, and played until he was 40, so... I would have put him there because Bill Walton there, and Bill Walton got a short prime more than anybody.
Yeah. But I think Bill Walton was there because he made the original 50s list.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm saying he made the list, and he had the short prime more than anybody.
And they didn't revamp the 50s.
No,
list
they
at
didn't
all.
Touch nobody and move them off.
Okay.
Because that would have been a backlash.
Oh.
You can't just take them old dudes off because people didn't watch their tape.
True.
If they even had the whole film, I should say. I don't know. They had like legit VHS tape. No, they had film. You couldn't say, oh, this dude couldn't do nothing. Like, I'd say Will Chamberlain couldn't do anything in this league.
Yeah.
Will was one of the best athletes of all time. Like, that type of stuff.
Yeah, Penny didn't make it. Penny was washed.
Penny was just popular.
Yeah, Penny was very popular.
He had the commercials. He had the fly shoes.
He started out his career.
He had a nice game.
The
he was
greatest
like,
center of all time.
He was like a blend of Magic and Jordan combined as far as flair and style controlling the game. But he didn't have a long enough prime.
So, for me... My three GOATs, basketball, Jordan, Kobe, Braun.
Yeah, it's just the order you have them in. But the issue is...
They're my three.
I wouldn't put Kobe third.
Kobe second for me.
I got Magic third. I got Kobe fourth.
Whoa.
I got Magic third.
Whoa.
I got Kobe fourth.
Okay. If you put Magic in there, Jordan, Magic, Kobe, Braun.
That's the Mount Rushmore one for me.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah. Jordan, Magic, Kobe, Braun. I think Braun overall, because now he's over Kareem now, I think he has the size. And 10
years
from now...
He's over Kareem for the career, but not for the season yet, but I get it.
10 years from now, they're going to try and push Jordan on the side and say it's Braun.
They will never push Jordan on the side, sir.
But Jordan... And I hated Jordan. I swear to you, I hated Jordan.
They will never push Jordan on the side. Jordan has...
They're ready to push him on the side
now. No, they don't. Jordan has something that will always replay that Braun doesn't. Them shoes coming out every week. People buying them shoes every week. Jordan will never be out that conversation because solely off them shoes, reminding you that Jordan was the GOAT.
Okay. Someone is telling us what to do.
Good morning.
Where is Levon? I don't know. Who... Are y'all and why are you talking about sports on a Monday morning? Please find a different subject. So much is going on in Nassau. And I agree with you. There's so much going on in Nassau, and you will hear about that all day.
Besides this 1 hour.
1 hour. I'm sure you have an opinion on it. Who's your GOAT? How about you text that to me? Who is your GOAT?
That's
who
a
did you
watch
want?
Basketball.
Do you want to? Did you want to be like Mike? Did you want to be a little Mamba? Because even when you hold it out there after you hit the shot, you got a little snake right here.
True.
The perfect arc is a snake, baby.
They call it a goose egg, but you can say snake.
They call it goose egg, but it sounds better than the snake. Come on, goose
egg. Goose neck, my bad. Goose neck, sorry.
What's that, goose neck?
Apologies.
You're trying to make a swan?
Yeah, but I got you.
We have a caller on the line. But this is Jay and Kenny keeping you company. You hated Jordan. That's borderline blasphemy. I hated Jordan.
How?
Because... Growing up, I grew up in a Laker household, right? And Jordan just had this... He was so great, but he was so arrogant with it. And it kind of stung when you were always rooting for that underdog to kind of do it and you never saw it. But he was great, and I appreciate and respect him. I thought he was very smart.
But you realize this is why I hate Braun too, right?
I hated Braun because Braun cost me some money.
But that's
what it is. I don't think Braun is arrogant.
They feel Braun is arrogant.
I don't think he is.
They do feel that way.
I think
you know
he doesn't have the killer instinct that I expect from a great.
But you know what cost him to feel like he's arrogant? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not
that
five.
That was
not
one
six.
Time from a young kid taking control of his destiny.
That's literally all it took. I know so much people who was Braun stars that got mad at Braun for leaving and going to the Heat, and that same sentence, the same line, they hated Braun for life after that.
What bugged me with Braun? It was Boston. He was still in Cleveland the last game he played.
Uh-huh.
The game before, he kind of, this was when Shaq was on the team. He was like, he carrying the team and nobody's helping him.
I mean,
him
he
and,
was carrying
no,
the
no,
team.
No, he was right. He was right. He was right. And then he was like, he challenged everybody. Like Shaq played his guts out that last game. And I felt that Braun gave up. And then afterwards, how he threw off his jersey as he walked into the tunnel. I thought that was a bit classless. Plus, he cost me $500.
Yeah, you just mad about that.
I was really mad about that. I was really mad about that.
That's what I tell people all the time. I'm a Laker fan. I've been told I'm not a real Laker fan a lot of times because they don't like my take on Kobe or certain things.
Right.
Especially when it comes to comparing Kobe and Braun, right?
Right.
Because that's another debate people have all the freaking time. So, yeah. So it's like, okay, they got Kobe, Mamba mentality. He doesn't give up. I don't watch Kobe give up so much times.
Kobe played injured.
I watched Kobe give up against the Suns and stop shooting the ball because they said he shot too much. And he did not shoot the ball.
Kobe was petty.
And I watched Kobe.
Kobe was petty.
Let
you
the boys lose by 40 points.
You either want me
to shoot the ball.
Either you want me to shoot and do me,
uh-huh,
or I'm going to let these bums show you what they really
can
do.
I watched Kobe say he wouldn't get traded because they didn't want to get him Jason Kidd for Andrew Bynum, thinking he the GM. Even though he won with championships with Bynum, he's like, well, y'all ain't making this trade, trade me. He has his moments. Every star had their moments that they wanted to go.
But still.
But they killed Braun for wanting to go, but every star had their moments.
I don't kill him from take it and leaving Cleveland to go to Miami. I thought the way that he did it could have been better.
Yes, everyone knows that.
I think he could have done it better than go on national TV.
And
I think he's one of the best athletes the world has ever seen. And period,
no
point, period. Like, but I don't think he's the GOAT. I think Jordan is the GOAT.
Yes.
Right? I think Braun is on the Mount Rushmore. I think if...
Braun is second.
Braun is my fourth.
He could be fourth for you. I would never argue anyone's list.
He's fourth for me. But I thought that Jordan was really smart. I think Jordan was smart and retired the first time, he avoided the dream.
Bro, I'm tired of people saying this.
And I think when he retired the second time, before he came back as Washed Wizard Jordan, I don't know why he did that. It killed a piece of his legacy.
He didn't kill his legacy.
He was still bomb with the Wizards, but it wasn't prime Jordan as we knew it.
Because he was done smoking cigars every day and living a life.
And I thought he saw what the Lakers would be. And I think he saw young Tim Duncan and what David Robinson those were doing. And he was like, I'm about this life.
No.
Like, Scotty ain't about this life no more. Let me go with my six.
Okay.
I did 2 3-peats. Let me ride off in the sunset.
You watched the series. I know you watched the series. Why did the Miami really not want to play? They didn't want to keep Phil. Second time. That's the main reason. Why did the Lakers win championships? They had Phil. Where were they losing? They did not have
Phil.
So
you're trying to say...
Kobe and Shaq were not going to do that and beat that man without Phil Dale.
Okay.
They were not.
All right.
They were not.
Okay.
Kobe has not won a championship without Phil Jackson being there, period.
Okay.
Just like how Mike didn't win without Phil there, period. True. So how are you going to say they was going to win just all willy-nilly? And then Kobe wasn't even developed properly yet. He was a streaky dude. He was a hot dog. You know what I'm saying? Back then. He wasn't settled yet.
Okay. We got some text coming in. This one says that Larry Bird is in the rankings too. Kobe is better than Magic. Jordan will forever be the GOAT. Other players he has inspired the way younger players play. Okay, true.
I mean, all of them inspired the way younger players play besides probably Bird.
This one says the GOAT is God. Levon, please come back, save us. this one says, Jordan is number one, Kobe is number two, Braun is not in the conversation.
See, like, we got the dudes like that. They're the dudes I got the issues with.
Come on now.
People like that.
Braun is in the conversation.
I got the issues with people like that.
He's in the top five. He's definitely top five. And when you think about everybody's body of work, because Magic's career got cut short with the AIDS, the HIV thing.
But right? I was already certified, solidified. Yeah. He was top three when he retired. He was already there.
Yeah.
Back then, Magic was really the GOAT. Before Jordan started winning the championships, Magic was at first.
Yeah. This one says, good morning, guys. It's refreshing to hear something different on the radio. I like it. I am biased because I'm a PE teacher. You go what? Go make those kids I do 50 you, jumping jacks, please.
On us.
50 now, jumping jacks and 20 squats.
I got to address something.
What? What
do you that one you talking about, he ran from the dream. That's false. That's fake news. You can't say he ran from the dream. Because the dream went in the league from 1984, the same time he came. And the dream, he never made it. Till 94, and the Rockets wasn't even projected to make the finals. So you can't say he's running from a man who wasn't even top three in Vegas or odds or something to get in the finals. How is he running from the man? The man didn't win till Jordan left. How can you say he was running from Hakeem? Hakeem couldn't even make it to the second round back then. The Suns used to beat them down.
Sean Kemp and Gary Payton was
monster. Utah used to beat them down. So how you going to say...
Stockton Malone.
How you going to say he running from somebody who couldn't make it? I can't agree with that.
Okay. Just want to say, Bron is top five, but he don't have that killer instinct when he losing and he trades the entire team. He does it. That's one of my second beef with LeBron.
That's a knock he has. Because, he can't get away.
Because when you watch Jordan and you watch Kobe, you watch Iverson, like those dudes had some killer in them. And I know he's a great passer. He has great court vision. He's an overall great player, and he makes his team better.
He's pass first.
But, yeah, you can't be the dog or the man and not have that killer instinct drive.
You know what I don't like about this? People say KD is a dog, and he's a man. He has a killer instinct. KD ran.
He ran well.
KD ran to the Warriors. KD went and built super teams, too. It failed. True. We just watched one fail.
True.
They don't say nothing about KD.
Someone just asked, how do you feel about that Beard step back, no travel to the Sixers? I think James Harden did what was in his best interest.
He always wanted to go there.
He wanted to be
all
the man.
All his boys there. D'Antoni there. Yeah. Presti there.
He knows the people in charge.
Not by Maury, not Presti. Yeah.
He knows the people in charge. He has a certain comfort level there. Yeah. And Beard is a stud of a center.
That's the best center in the league.
Right? So he has an op, and they're in the East. So he will have the opportunity to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I want to tell you something.
And compete.
You know he's out in the West now, right?
I know that. There's so been
you can't say he's in the East. Like the East is easy or something. The East is hotter now.
I mean, there's the Bulls, there's Giannis, Heat, and then it's up in the air, I think.
You don't even call Brooklyn. Still KD.
I mean, it's KD and Irvin.
Ben Simmons going to be back by then.
Ben Simmons,
they got
you really
Seth Curry and
other
shooters and dudes. They got dudes too. They got bucket getters, bro.
Okay, Brooklyn. Let's put Brooklyn up there. Let's
you
just
can't
say we all
put them there.
But you have that's five teams. So you're
that's
always,
why I said the East is hotter.
But you're always going to be in the Sixers are always going to be in the conversation. As long as Embiid is healthy and Harden shows up, they're always going to be top.
Harden even playing yet, so yeah.
they're going to be in a top three team. So they're always going to have a chance to kind of get that.
It's
burst.
Just who you buck.
Yeah. How
styles make fights is who you buck.
Yeah. You have a caller on the line. Caller, good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
Just a quick point or contribution. If it's fair to say that the GOAT is the person, the individual with the most championships, then why wouldn't
Bill Russell? I think it's era. I think they discredit Bill because of the era.
I wouldn't say his era.
And then I think Jordan brought the NBA into the modern era.
I wouldn't do that. You know what it is?
That's what the general consensus
is. That's what it really is. Honestly, Bill has the catalog and the resume.
Yes, but he does.
Even a ring, I think, as a coach, as the head coach.
He has one as a player coach. But the issue is...
But 10 as a player.
Bill had 9 Hall of Famers on his team.
Ooh.
You can't really be the GOAT with 9 Hall of Famers on your team. Michael only had 1 or 2.
I'll give Michael 1. Scotty.
Dennis Rodman, top 75.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
he's a Hall of Famer. You can't say the first run, he had 1.
Yeah.
The other one, he had 2 when he got older.
Okay, that's fine.
But Bill Russell, nowadays, teams are trying to put together a Hall of Fame team.
It's different. Bill got those dudes in the draft because he had the best CEO and owner and all those stuff back in the day. But better like Bob Cousy, Havlicek, Sam Jones, Don Nelson, who was the coach. A lot of dudes, bro.
So he's disqualified just by his association of great players.
Like, he had dudes who was on his team.
If he didn't win, he would have been the greatest loser of all time.
Let me explain why he can't be the GOAT in my eyes, right? I call those names, right? Bill retired. John Havlicek went on and won championships without Bill Russell there.
True.
With only one great player, Dave Cowens.
True.
Other dudes came there and still was on the Celtics and won the championship with Bill leaving. So they still was a contending team with Bill leaving.
Okay.
The other dudes, Bron Lee, them dudes going in last. Number one draft pick. True. All the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Jordan left. When he really left, besides that, yeah, they had the good year with Pippen and those.
Yeah. Still couldn't
make
it.
The Bulls went down the drain.
Yeah, they did.
Kobe didn't even get a chance of it. By the time Kobe got older, it was a wrap. Mm-hmm. So that's the same projection. Yeah. Like, that's the difference.
True.
Okay. Well, I still think Bill Russell deserves a little bit of credit.
Yes, he does. He does.
Yeah, he does.
I would never disrespect Bill. He's top 10 for me. I just don't have him in the five.
Okay.
And as the NBA progresses, you get new generational talent, so it has to shift based on where they are. But this modern day NBA, I would call them soft.
Who?
This modern day NBA.
I mean, they can't be tough. The rules change. This is like NFL. You can't hit nobody, so you can call them soft because they can't crack nobody. Like if you tip the quarterback as a penalty, you can't call them soft because they're allowed to be tough.
All right. Okay.
I can't do that to them.
Okay, Katie. Okay.
I just can't do that to them. If they had the rules and they was playing soft, then you could say that.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, too.
All right, man. Bye-bye. I got this text coming in. Hey, Jay, man, I know you came from the pink prison. You know what I mean. So you should be a Laker fan. Top three is Jordan, LeBron, and Dirk.
What?
Dirk! What? Not Nowitzki. Not that tall German from Dallas.
I will give Dirk credit that he had a top two finals run. As far as going through the whole... I got to give him credit for that, bro. Dirk done beat Kobe... Ron Wade.
But
he beat Tim Duncan.
But to be in the top three?
He beat, I'm telling you, the list of the people he beat to get that ring.
No.
I had a run.
I think that was one of the best players.
I am never going to say Dirk is a top three player of all time.
Okay.
Did you not hear me say top two run?
I think you inhaled some of that dust at the pink prison.
Probably did.
I think we was playing under the dilly tree and I kicked some dust
in. Y'all should have let him be able to come outside on Saturday.
No, do not. Do not.
If he could have come outside on Saturday, he would know better.
Don't ever say that top three again.
He tripping.
Ever.
Like Dirk Betty top 20.
All right. So, did they honor Tim Hardaway and Chris Mullin?
For what? They're not top 75. No. No. Why would they honor them? No.
Nah. They didn't make the cut. I'm sorry. They did not.
First of all, Chris Webber better than them dudes, and he ain't there. So.
Yikes. I mean, when you have to sing to Chris Webber.
Bro, you can't talk to Chris Webber like that. Chris Webber was a real baller.
I mean, he was the queen. He was with the queen.
Where you ever saw a soccer man who had that much success ever again?
Hey, when Shaq beefing with you and he called you the queens, bro, and you are not.
He wasn't even beefing with Chris. He's beefing with Vlade because he a flopper.
Yeah.
Everybody respected Chris, dog. It was just the rest of them dudes.
Yeah. Chris Webber's solid.
I ain't glad.
He's solid, dude.
As a Laker fan, they used to drive me nuts, bro. I was scared of them.
Yeah.
That's the only name. Who had fair for me? Like, Bobby Johnson used to get on my nerves. Paging them dudes was shooting the lights. Baby with them pick and rolls. You know, Shaq can't got no pick and roll. They used to kill me, bro.
For his life. For his life. So you can get in. Let us know who is your GOAT. You can let us know your top three. Please make sure you're coherent when you text.
Keep it how it is, please.
Yeah, Dirk.
I mean, that's his choice, though.
You know what?
I ain't going to hit on someone's opinion, but he's tripping, though.
Yeah. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or you could text in with everybody else. The text line is blowing up, 422-4796. So the overall consensus... from the All-Star game. It does need a little tweaking. What do you think about a one-on-one or a two-on-two competition?
I would replace the dunk contest, as currently stated.
You would replace...
With one-on-one, put a bag there, 5 mil or something, let dudes go at it. Ooh. They ain't going to turn down 5 mil. I don't care what
the So how do you qualify for the one-on-one? It's just a marquee one-on-one situation, most
this
votes...
This how I would do it.
...type of thing? This like whoever gets the most votes?
That's how I would do it, Jay. You got a certain set finals to vote in.
Mm-hmm.
If they accept it, they accept it.
Media.
you got a certain set that you just get up married, that you're a great one-on-one player. You got analytics and
ISO, you mean ISO players?
Support it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then you just roll the ball, let them go at it.
So if, say
5 minutes on the line, something like that, put a bag there.
Okay, so say Adam is listening right now. So say Silver is listening right now.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And they accept this, and this happens in the 2023 All-Star Game.
Okay.
Who would go one-on-one? Who would you want to see?
Who would I want to see, or who I think would win?
Who would you want to see?
Obviously, I want to see KD.
Uh-huh.
I want to see Giannis.
Okay.
I want to see Kyrie.
Ooh, Kyrie will put some people on some skates.
Yeah, but he's short. That could be a little disadvantage. But I wouldn't see Kyrie, because Kyrie, that's his game.
Right.
I could probably say someone like DeRozan.
So we go in first to James five? Harden. A first to five situation? Or you something be, short? A one shot kill the crew?
No, that wouldn't be fair. Because okay. You can't really guard none of them men. Like, you ever watch the USA when they go work one-on-one?
Yeah.
No one stops nobody.
All right, we're in the final couple minutes. We got a lot of texts coming in right now. What makes Jordan so great is he dominated an era when basketball was basketball/wrestling, when you could not go to the rim on the opposing team and allow the defense. You would get fouled, and he was only 6'7".
Six.
Kobe was the same. 6'6".
Kobe's taller, like an inch.
Oh.
6'6".
Kobe was 6'6".
6'7".
All right, I hear the wrap-up right now. Would you guys put Curry in the top 20? Yeah, definitely.
Easy.
Yeah, Curry's the best shooter I've ever seen. Jordan, LeBron, Magic, in that order. Magic still goes before LeBron in my book.
That's fine.
What was the prerequisite to qualify for the top 75? The top 50 list, and then the following top 25.
Just got to have that resume.
Championship, defensive player of the year.
Accolades.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good stuff. Where do you rate Dr. J? And would you say that the morning game is built on his legacy?
Yes, at least top 20 for me.
Top 20 for Dr. J, and yes. That's it for us. I'll see you guys next week. I promise I'll bring a more, I guess, depressing sports show next week. but this is Guardian Radio 96.9. The Revolution, I believe, is next. Yes, The Revolution is next, followed by the news. Good morning.